Nolte, Schumer admits Trump impeached without the facts coming out. By John Nolte on December 18, 2019. Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, made a startling admission Tuesday when he said President Trump is about to be impeached without the facts coming out. The Senate Minority Leader accidentally told the truth while crybabying in the hopes of violating 200 years of impeachment precedent during Trump's upcoming Senate trial. Schumer confessed. So, to engage a trial without the facts coming out is to engage in a cover-up. To conduct a trial without the facts is saying, we're afraid, we have something to hide. To conduct a trial without relevant witnesses who haven't been heard from. To just rehash the evidence presented in the House just doesn't make any sense. So here's Schumer openly admitting the impeachment case coming from the U.S. House is one without the facts. Well, no shit. Everyone knows this. But House Democrats are going to go ahead and impeach the president anyway. What Schumer is pushing for is testimony from people the House did not bother to get testimony from. Including former National Security Advisor John Bolton and acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, as well a couple of others. But the only way Schumer can push for this unprecedented request for more witnesses is to make the admission that not all the facts are known. And he is doing so in a desperate bid to galvanize a public already opposed to impeachment. Believe me, if the House had produced anything resembling a prosecutable case, Schumer would not be asking for the unprecedented right to keep digging for evidence against Trump. And would sure not be admitting that this is an impeachment without the facts. It is the House's job to investigate and present evidence to the Senate. It is the Senate's job to hold a trial based on that evidence. Period. The fact that the House violated 200-plus years of precedent in its rush to impeach does not give Democrats in the Senate the green light to violate 200 years of precedent to turn a trial into another fishing expedition. What's more, why are Democrats suddenly okay with waiting for these witnesses? The House was unwilling to wait to compel their testimony using the courts, and it is not as though the court system will move any faster for Chuck Schumer. So, now the Democrats are willing to wait for the courts? Why the sudden change? I'll tell you why. They're losing public support, and no history will condemn them for impeaching a president with zero evidence. A fishing evidence is their last, best hope. Thankfully, Cocaine Mitch is having none of it, and even cucks like Mitt Romney aren't cucking. Had the House respected precedent, respected due process, and not turned itself into a kangaroo court determined to impeach Trump before Christmas regardless of the facts, they would have waited for the courts to decide on the separation of powers issues regarding the subpoenaing of these witnesses. Instead, they not only rushed to impeach Trump without charging him with a crime, without a shred of evidence he engaged in any wrongdoing of any kind, they are charging Trump for obstruction because he sought relief from the courts, which is one of the most obscene and un-American things Congress has ever done. Powerline's Paul Marengoff argues Schumer's admission serves as an invitation for the Senate to immediately dismiss the charges against Trump. I could not agree more. Bottom line, Democrats have no case, Schumer knows this, and he's admitting it here because it's the only Hail Mary left to rescue this debacle. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.